Thank you, God, for mysterious ways. I greatly appreciate it. Hello. I'm going to be sharing with you some, but not all, of the strange entities that I have come across. The first one I'm going to show you is this entity. I was Ouija boarding, and I even made a chart at the time of how to draw certain spirits and what they look like. When I was Ouija boarding, while I was on duty as a security officer at a distribution center for a particular client, I actually ended up getting this really strong force on the Ouija board, stronger than most spirits, and the entity claimed to be Baphomet, which is kind of interesting. But in my mind at the time, I'm thinking, well, there's probably multiple Baphomets. And the interesting thing is what this entity claimed to be. It claimed to be an evil star. And on top of that, I asked it to pick out certain features and what it looked like. In fact, I even drew this on the back of a security log. So here's the security log. Okay. And this is what Baphomet claimed to look like. Okay. Mostly human. Bald. With hair mostly only here on the edges of the cheeks, kind of like here and here, but no chin hair, just hair here and here on its face, as it claimed. It claimed its eyes were not like humans, and that its nose was not like humans. But everything else, the ears and the mouth and the shoulders and everything, and even the head shape, were very human. Baphomet claimed that its eyes were very round, and that it had a almost pig-like nose, or possibly a nose where the cartilage of the nose has been cut so that it looks more pig-like. I'll show that to you again. Okay, my illustration is probably not that great, but this was the best of my ability of what this entity claimed to look like. I did not see the entity. This entity I did see. I call it a see-through Squatch. Because it's like a Sasquatch, but it's completely see-through, just like the top of this bottle. Now here, there's like a bit of grating, so it can't really see through it that well. But up here at the top, notice at the top, it's very see-through. Okay? Well, that was just like what this see-through Squatch was. Okay? And what happened, I'm trying to. There we go. What happened is I do. What do they call it? Open-air spirit sessions where I just talk to the ghosts in the afterlife. And I thought this was probably a ghost. So what I did is I was on the sidewalk doing an open air spirit session, walking, and on the other side of the road, this was there, and I thought it was just a ghost. So I waved to it. Immediately, what happened is It like made this roaring sound. It was not very loud. It wasn't a super loud roar. But imagine if an animal like a gorilla was roaring. However, the sound of it was muffled as if it was kind of far away or possibly in another plane of existence. And it actually got sucked in to these palm trees. Very, very unusual. Okay, this one I actually have the date for right here. It was on March 11th, 2019. And my handwriting still is terrible, just like it was for most of my life, and I think it's still bad. But the feet, I'm gonna start with the feet first, look like that. The feet, so obviously I can't draw feet, but they were kind of human looking, but not quite human looking. It wasn't standing on its toes. It's just I'm not the greatest drawer. It had these weird little ring things right at the ankles. It was wearing like some kind of clothing. And it looked like this, and it was wearing clothing. The most unique features, I think. Okay, it did have ears. But its head looked like it had like this almost indentation on it. And it had these very squared off eyes, which are very strange, and that's what it looked like. And also the nose kind of looked like that, but I think the nose is a little bit more human looking than what I drew, because I'm not the best drawer in the world. And it looked like it was wearing like a sweater-like thing, but then it also had these little ring things, just like on its ankles, on its wrists. Okay? And this was not a physical entity. To me, it appeared like a ghost, and I could vaguely see through it, like it was opaque. Could have been a projection of something living too, I don't know. But that's what I saw. And it was kind of in the bluish spectrum, so I couldn't really see, much detail of the actual true colors of it. But it was ghost-like. Here's another entity. I call this the two-dimensional cryptid, because it looks like this. And it really did look like that, other than obviously I'm not very good at coloring either. But it was this color green. And okay, this thing was moving back and forth from this position to that position, back and forth. So I'm just showing the movement. Okay, it was not two-headed. And it was only about 2.5 feet long, and I saw this in broad daylight. It was in the middle of the road. It was a sand road, near where I like to go hiking, or at least at the time I like to go hiking down by that area, near the boat dock. And there was literally no facial features, like nothing other than that rounded shape. With that kind of neck and head or arm, and I don't know what it was, but it was moving that part of its body to move forward, and it went right into the mangroves. I pulled my car over to go out and look to see if I could see what it was, and it either disappeared or it camouflaged itself into the mangroves. So I have no idea, but that's just another entity that I saw. The weirdest entity I've ever seen is what I call the blue guy. A lot of people want to claim that this is an extraterrestrial. I have zero evidence that this is an extraterrestrial. And actually, I don't really call it that. I call it a cryptid. However, it did have a lot of... Well, it had features that could be extraterrestrial. But again, I don't know what an extraterrestrial is. I've never verified what an extraterrestrial truly is. So I call this a cryptid. And because it's more animal-like... Okay, it looks like this. Okay, the story, I'm not even going to get into the story. Go find the blue guy, and it has my story on it. Okay, this was a skin pattern. It had, like, these weird octagons. Okay. And in this area, it had, like, this light blue in between these octagons. Okay, all around its body. Okay, so imagine that. And these octagons were, I don't know, no bigger than my pinky nail, maybe a little smaller, in this shape. And the ones on the belly, if you've ever seen, it was kind of like this light color instead of the dark color. And in between the membrane, like it had like some kind of membrane, it almost looked like that bright cayenne blue like you'd see on the fangs of a jumping spider. Okay, so a potentially venomous entity. It had frog-like feet. Now, what's interesting is that these toes, as I remember, they were not flat toes. They were actually round like balls. And I felt that as that entity actually walked on me while I was lying in bed. And people ask me, well, Anthony, did you become paralyzed? And the truth is that I did, but it wasn't until after I sat up. I wasn't lying down. My legs were still down, flat, underneath the covers. But I did not become paralyzed until after I had sat up. And I felt like this entity had the power to actually jam my body functions and the signals of my body functions. Even though I can't prove that at this particular time, but that's just how I felt. Okay. And then some other things happened where I felt this strange feeling of me being way overpowering to it, and that this entity feared me. Okay. And it made a lot of noise, and I could verify that it was a living biological entity for the period of time that it was there and that I encountered it. And I chased it, I lost sight of it, and then I saw it again. And then it disappeared. Here's what it looked like when it reached up for my door handle. And it understood the door handle, but it couldn't open the door for whatever reason. And it took the door handle and brought it down, and then it ratcheted up, and I heard that sound. And it did that three times before slamming the door open, which would be actually a lot of power because usually the suction of the door would keep the door closed, but this thing was able to push it open and, or pull it open, I should say, and it hit the back of the door of the closet. So, and as you know, the blue skin, the splotches, and also the raptor-like tail, the human-like form, kind of like a raptor of like a dinosaur, kind of having splotches similar to like a poison dart frog or potentially a salamander. Very unusual. And the humanoid form is really weird. The second last entity I would like to show you is this one. Have you ever seen anything that looked like this? It was kneeling on my bed. in the ghost form, had very raggedy looking clothes, almost as if it was like a potato sack or something. And what's so interesting is the black circles were not eyes. They were not eyes. They looked like black circles of skin, as rough and as tough as elephant skin that was black where the eyes should have been. Think about that. And it had the skin or whatever almost looked like a combination of human skin and insect exoskeleton. Very unusual. Okay. So I try to draw a better picture of what it kind of looked like. There's the nose. And the nose, it was so unusual because I'm just using this as purposes. Look at the nose structure on these Asians. Okay. That's literally the nose structure and almost the facial structure of what this entity had, but it didn't have eyes. It just had these giant black elephant skin-like things over where the eyes should have been. But that's my best encounter of anything. But here's my most recent encounter of a strange entity that I'd like to share with you. And remember, I have not shared with you every single entity in this video. So the most recent happened October 14th, 2022. So imagine an entity wearing a suit, and it's grayish black. I did not color this one in because I wanted to show you the detail. Okay, and where I colored in here, that was like a glossy black, similar to like a motorcycle helmet. The entity was maybe about the size of a human child. Okay, and as you can see, it has a strange helmet. Okay, it has these little rectangle things that were very shiny. And all the little rectangle things here, here on the shoulders, here before the elbows, here on the legs. And then it also had some kind of clamp-like things here. I do wonder if this is an entity that I've seen before in a suit, or if it's something completely else, but the boots were really interesting because the boots looked like they were a part of the suit, like kind of like footy pajamas, but this is like a heavy duty suit. Okay. I decided to do the back and color in the back, the black color. Okay, again, I'm not the best color in the world. But it was like a dark gray, blackish colored suit. And it had this strange, almost zipper-like thing going all the way from here, all the way up the back to the top of this receptor type thing. And the gloves were like really dark black, whatever. It was wearing gloves and they were dark black. And you're not going to believe this, but I was playing music to get exercise in my home. And the song I decided to play is a song most people don't like, and that's why a lot of people think that I'm very controversial. It was a Moon Man song, and it was the Stressed Out Moon Man song. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm stressed out.
And about halfway through the song, that thing showed up. So what I did is I tried to make it as close to what it looked like, and I colored in half, and then I didn't color in the other half, so then you could kind of see the detail on the mask and the suit. Okay. Very shiny here, black. So there's obviously most likely something in there. I really doubt that it's a robot. But it looked like it had almost like that Darth Vader kind of thing down in here. But this was very, it was very heart-shaped. And obviously I put the shiny tin foil on it because that's how shiny those little rectangles were. And they weren't very big, but they did exist on the outside of the suit. I'm not entirely sure what that's for, but I was very impressed with the suit. And obviously there was like some, this unique little thing, like, I don't know, like an indent or something right below there. And then it had the little mouthpieces, and it had like this weird angled thing. And it's just the part, and it's just all the same color, but you could notice that detail on it. And then I tried to draw it. You know, I don't know if you can see it that well, but I tried to draw it without any black, so you kind of see, you know, the shape and the shadows of all that equipment or whatever. I don't know if it's like a respirator or a voice control thing. I don't know. All I know is that that's what it looked like. And those are some, but not all, the entities that I have seen in my life. I'm Anthony Druso. Thank you for watching. I know that I'm only seeing these entities and nobody else is. I know that other people have seen other types of entities. But I really do strongly believe that the entities that I'm seeing are not coincidences. Because what allowed me to see them, I truly believe, is when I asked God to see them. When I asked God to see them, that allowed me to see more. That was my best and most successful way of seeing ghosts, strange entities, UFOs, sea monsters, and so much more that you might think don't exist, but truly actually do. Thank you, God, for mysterious ways. I greatly appreciate it.